Three, two, one.
DJ Sugar C.
I don't want no paper. I just want that vapor.
Spend it here. Vapor. Spend it all on this.
Spend your vapor money. Spend it all on me. I don't want no paper. I just want that vapor.
Spend it here. Money. Spend it all on this. Spend it here. Money. Spend it all on this. Spend it here. Money. Spend it all on this.
I don't want no paper. I just want that vapor.
What's up, everybody? This is DJ Sugar C in the mix. I just wanted to welcome you to Vapor Money, the album experience. We got a long night ahead of us. So sit back, relax. You're in good hands. And if you know this song by now, come on. Sing along with me.
Mahalo. Welcome to SlimeWire Podcast. This is episode 2833, and we're talking to DJ Sugar C, baby.
Hey, what's up?
What's up?
And we got...
Oh my god.
Hell yeah. And we, of course, beautiful. We got Ike Men Sensei in the stew as well. First off, I just want to say congratulations on the really incredible run from like Vapor Money to My Journey to this new album, The Entertainer. Fucking like crazy stuff. I really love all of those albums a lot.
Thank you very much.
Seriously, sorry, I don't mean to interrupt you, but like,
fuck no, it. Please.
Definitely some of the best stuff I've listened to in a while too. So yeah.
Aww, thank you. I feel like this year I just said fuck it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you just went full bore. I can like that's what it sounds like. Is like you're just being like totally yourself in everything, which is really dope.
You know, and you know, like I got this comment on a YouTube video on one of my older song or older albums that was like, you know, I really like this music until he starts singing, and I was like, man, you know, like, that you're wrong, you know, like vaporwave with singing is like
it's A-okay.
It can be cool.
Like okay, y'all were talking about that in the last episode, right?
Yeah.
In one of the episodes.
I
really think like it can be the future of this like whole scene, but you it is chill wave, basically. You know what I mean? And that's cool. Like there's something cool to be said about like taking an old Italo disco song and then singing on top
your
of it, like
Jan
Indian did.
I
don't know. I like that.
I think that your general like vocal style and presence is totally not comparable to like anybody else that's singing in vaporwave, and also even anybody in like chillwave, because you're you're a brazen and brash fucking character, you know?
True.
It's definitely a different vibe than you get from like other people who are bringing their vocal chops.
It's not drowned in reverb. I tried to make stuff like that, but I don't know what to sing about. Like, I don't know what the lyrics like would be like. I'm having fun. I'm doing things, you know?
Yeah. Well, I mean, your stuff is just like a lot more fun, but I don't like, if we're talking like about internet micro genres and chill wave and stuff, like early 2010s is also like cloud rap era. And I find I get a lot of like cloud rap vibes from your stuff.
Yeah. And you know, like, I guess that's just what I like was listening to when I was in high school. And I guess it not like even like actively, just like, because like ASAP Rocky, like I feel like that sort of, you know, seeped into my all my music, and I just want to be a rapper secretly.
You know? Hell yeah, man!
I wouldn't consider myself a singer anymore. I've never been good at singing, but I'm a vocalist, I guess. You know,
absolutely, you are totally a vocalist. Like, you're the range of your voice is like wild, especially on like Vapor Money and The Entertainer. You got like impressions that you can do.
Did you like There Must Be a Light? Like, that song makes me laugh. It's I included the Flat Earth reference. Just
I totally forgot about that, but I remember hearing that and just being like, that's fucking dope.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I do like doing impressions of music. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Like, your stuff is like super like referential. Like, I love the Boulevard of Broken Dreams track on The Entertainer. I mean, just the whole vibe of The Entertainer, like being about like the Joker and like American Psycho, like sort of like internet incel type humor and shit.
Yeah.
Like, very and, cool. Like,
You know, Dorian Electra did that, like, whole, like, my agenda, you know, like, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
I feel like it was a little too on the nose, right? You know what I mean?
Yeah, you know, I actually didn't make that connection, but you, your kind of, like, parody style of making music definitely has a connection to Dorian Electra. You also kind of look like them.
That's messed up, man.
I'm sorry.
No, I honestly, someone said that after I sent them The Entertainer, they said, oh, this reminds me of like the Dorian Electra thing, and I was like, damn it, you know what I mean? No, I didn't have that in mind, you know. But Dorian Electra, like, I actually did shout out Dorian Electra unthinkingly on the, like, on one of the songs, you know.
Really?
Which one? Because their dad is like a libertarian.
Oh, word.
Oh.
On Other Clowns Like Me, I was like, I'm restoring the IRS and asked for my taxes back. I'm bringing Dorian Electra's dad. Like,
that's a deep cut.
Yeah, I was gonna say,
I love that song.
Incredibly deep reference. My God. Yeah.
Wow. I that's actually the only diss on the album. There's not a lot of there's a few, I guess. Okay.
Yeah.
I tried to keep it low diss on The Entertainer. Vapor Money had all the disses.
Well, I feel like the disses aren't like, I mean, you're sort of like, just like, yeah, it's like The Entertainer. You're like a clown. It's not like too serious. Yeah. So like, I know from reading your Twitter, like, you're very funny on Twitter, first off. Thanks. But you've definitely said like, I think a lot of people think so probably. But like, you know, you've said that you don't actually like, you don't hate Vaporwave like some of the other people that like, diss Vaporwave on Twitter. And like,
St. Pepsi is my absolute best friend in the scene. Other than Liz, who we created SBF together. But, you know, St. Pepsi is, you know, I love Vaporwave. I just don't like the sellout Vaporwave. You know what I mean?
Oh, for sure. Definitely.
Skylar Spence. I'm sorry. Why am I calling it? But Ryan Deribertis is one of my best friends.
Really?
I shouldn't you, yeah, like IRL.
Oh, word. Huh. Cool.
You know, like, but yeah, I mean, like, and Luxury Elite is one of my very good friends. You know what I mean? I have love for a lot. 18 Karat Affair, who is like OG Vaporwave. is a good friend of mine. I, you know, there's a lot of people. I'm not going to start listing all my friends, but I.
Well, I think that the what I got from like Vapor Money definitely had a lot of dissy, raunchy kind of tracks on there. But what I got from it was not like you're not dissing a specific person. You're dissing the kind of ephemerality and like vapidness of the scene itself, you know?
Yeah, and like the cult of personality and like the groveling and the
For sure.
You know, yeah. I don't know. I don't like cult of personality. But so I sort of adopted it to do like the DJ Sugar C thing, I guess.
I know. Like on like Vaporia, the like, you know, the lyrics of Vaporia are that you are
very funny track.
Yeah, very funny track. You're happy to not be involved in the scene. You're satirizing these other people that are doing tape presses and stuff. But the kind of underlying satire of that is like the character of you on that song is also kind of silly and laughable. So yeah, I don't know.
It's not fully true. You know,
I didn't read a lot of venom in.
I definitely held back, you know what I mean? Like there's I mean, like,
are we ever gonna get the like no holds barred like super pissed off DJ Sugar C album?
I mean maybe. If I did it would still be cloaked in irony and like layers and layers of it. Am I telling the truth or not? You know what I mean? I don't think I could go out there and say my true opinions on things because I don't know them. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Everything I say is a joke, and you know what I mean?
You're an entertainer.
Yeah, exactly. It's comedy. You know, it all goes back. I did Second City when I was like a teenager.
Oh, no way.
Improv and stuff like that. And like, I live in Chicago and it's a big improv city. And I got involved in the improv community like as a teenager. And I guess it just like really seeps, like sketch comedy really seeps into what I do as a bartender in real life and as a musician, you know, just like making fun of people. Or just making fun of situations, I guess. Not making fun of people, but. I guess I'm not I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah, that's all good.
I'm not an insult, but I guess I'm an insult comic of Vaporwave.
You're a roaster. Yeah.
Yeah. You're like roasting's fun.
Definitely. So how did you make the bridge from stand-up comedy to Vaporwave? Like,
well, it's improv comedy. I never really did stand-up.
I'm sorry. Improv comedy. Yeah.
Yeah, no. I always loved music, so as a kid, I had Sony Acid when I was like 3 or 4 years old, you know what I mean? And I would just, I would make stupid songs with loops. So like all my life I've been doing like just working in a DAW. I don't even know how to play a piano really. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
So when Vaporwave came around, it was like, it's perfect for me, but I'm not going to make Vaporwave. I'm going to like, you know, I'm going to make what I want to make and call it Vapor.
Yeah, for sure.
Hell yeah. You were around for like the very beginning of the scene, right? You're like a total OG. Definitely. From what I've heard.
Well, I mean, I think I was around. I knew all the people while they were making it. And I definitely was on like, I was definitely there in month one. You know what I mean? I was in some of I don't know what, but it's hard to, I wasn't, because what is the first Vaporwave album? I doubt it's even, like even the Echo Jams thing. That's not what I would consider the first Vaporwave album. I would call it Vaporwave, like Floral Shop, I guess. But, and I was around when that was sort of being made, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so my like conspiracy theory is that it was, if it wasn't Floral Shop, it was like something that is basically completely unknown that like three people heard on like a forum or something that has been lost.
Yeah, I mean, I think like 18 Karat Affair 6040. It was 2009, but in Spent Passions. You know what I mean? Like, it's not vaporwave. And, like, Monster Rally was doing that sort of shit where, like, Monster Rally was slowing down, you know, like, Exotica. You know what I mean? And, like, what is vaporwave? Because nowadays, if you're slowing down Exotica, you call it, like, barber beats. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That is a question I wanted to ask you, is what is vaporwave?
I think vaporwave, like, vaporwave was, you know, what the term that everyone was, like, okay with for what we were making at the time. And then now it's, like, it's anything from like, I think at its core it's sample-based electronic music. With an ironic or sardonic edge, I guess, at its core right now, maybe like with 80s pastiche or something. But I think, but we made vaporwave albums that are not 80s, you know what I mean? Like, they're more 2000s. Like, I have no fucking clue, dude.
Yeah, it's like really hard to describe. I feel like, have you ever heard the, like, like when people say, like, it's really hard to define, like, what porn is, but, like, you know porn when you see it?
Right.
That's sort of what vaporwave is. I think that's a good
way to put it. I think that's, you know, a good analogy.
Well, it sounds like what you were just saying was that vaporwave was kind of the settled upon moniker of what, like, a group of people were doing at a certain time. And it never really, like, you know, like, it never really was about a particular style, although it kind of grew to be known.
Definitely slowed down for having, like, samples. Definitely slowed down.
Yeah, for
down
sure.
Samples.
But, like, I wonder, but I mean, like, does that have to do with that particular sound? I think that particular sound also grew out of necessity from, like, the nature of, like, what people of the community that was built, which was all online and probably pretty, like, low barrier for entry musicians like yourself who
maybe are
not technically trained, you know? So, like, just vaporwave...
Right. I'm sorry. I just have to cut you off with this because at the beginning, the people that were making vaporwave, except for a few people, were either really skilled musicians that decided to fuck off and do this sort of thing where they're looping on, like, on like hardware, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then running it through, like, pedals and shit. Like, they're just looping.
So they have, like, an actual, like, sampler.
Yeah. Like, that's how it, like, really started. And then, but the definite reason that vaporwave took off was that low barrier of entry for making it. You know what I mean? Like, you could basically, all you needed was an MP3 and a way to slow it down and edit it. Like, that's really all you needed. You know what I mean? And yes, so, but that's not how it started. It started out of real musical geniuses. Not me, but you know what I mean?
Yeah, people that had other experimental art projects going on that decided to just kind of fuck off and make one meme album. And then, well, I think that I'm not the vaporwave historian of the podcast, but I think Triton T2 can confirm this, is that people that listened to those kind of one-off albums on whatever Rate Your Music forums and stuff went nuts.
I would say 4chan mostly. I think that's where 4chan. Like, the big,
honestly,
the mass,
I've never used 4chan.
I've definitely used 4chan. I mean, back in the day, I was on 4chan like around when vaporwave was like I remember when Echo Jams like came out on there and everybody was spamming it on there. But I think that's where like everybody realized like, oh, I can make this. And then it's really cool if you go to like the archives of 4chan and you look up vaporwave and all the earliest threads about it. Because there's like hundreds of albums of like people that just put one on Bandcamp because they were like, oh, I can do this. I'll just make one. And nobody's ever heard of these albums. They never got put on a label or anything.
For sure.
They're like, completely forgotten by the history.
I bet that would be a cool reissue project.
Oh, definitely. Yeah,
for
but
sure.
Honestly, like the real place where it definitely started was Turntable and Tiny Chat, like where people came in, you know, in Twitter. You know what I mean? Like, it definitely, like, that's where people, that's where I was. I don't know. I didn't read any message boards, but maybe that's why I don't know, like, half of the vaporwave things that people call good or whatever.
Well, yeah. So, yeah, I've heard you're like, you're in that Turntable crowd, and, like, other people in there were, like, Luxury Elite and, like, Vectroid and stuff, right?
Yeah.
Internet Club.
For sure. Yeah, it was like more the, you know, I the SPF crowd, what it turned into once Turntable died.
Oh, word.
Yeah.
For sure.
I don't know. What else is up?
Not much. So how was like the original SPF 420 days? And how do you think about like the big emergence of like vaporwave URL festivals like going on now?
Okay. I mean, the SPF was awesome. We had a lot of fun. It was a lot of work, and you know, it was a lot of it took a lot of effort, and I feel like that's what a lot of people don't realize. It actually takes effort to, maybe not nowadays, but it used to. It used to take a lot of effort to do what we did.
Well, it was harder just to stream stuff on the internet, like, then.
Yeah, I mean, we were using Tiny Chat, which is like, anyone can use, it was like the easiest way to do it, and it was the only way where multiple people could stream, and it was lower quality, you know, but we didn't want to do it in a way where it was like pre-recorded and on a thing. We wanted live, we wanted fun, you know what I mean? It was really important for us to do it live, and after a while, like, honestly, I think the worst thing about URL shows is most of it is fucking pre-recorded.
Yeah, definitely.
And nowadays people are like really comfortable with just like pre-recording their DJ sets and going out in the world and just playing their MP3 and pretending to DJ. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, that definitely, like,
well, that's, I've done it too.
Yeah. I mean, with vaporwave, yeah, I guess because it is like a low bar of entry, and I think like a lot of the people that get big in the scene,
there's actually no hate on that. I'm sorry. I really take that back. There's no hate on pre-recording your set if you're a producer. You know what I mean?
Or yeah, I mean, that's like, cool. It's just like, if that's the whole festival, it's definitely more interesting if there's something live going on as well.
Yeah, for sure.
We were like really into the live thing. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I don't know. But okay, but nowadays I my big gripe is that it's a little like pre-recorded, feels a little bland. It feels just kind of like a chat room connected to a YouTube video. And you know, which is fun. I sometimes go to those YouTube premieres.
There's the DDS one is happening right now.
I know.
You're missing it.
Yeah, we're in direct.
I saw that. I was like, should we live chat it?
Oh,
no, like, oh yeah, yeah, but I like to go to the YouTube premieres. I like chat rooms. I do like that. I like to go to URL festivals if they're happening. I mean, I always go to support my friends, especially like when Lux anybody is playing. I don't know.
Yeah,
I would love to bring SPF back, but it's just too much work.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you could probably, like, with the people in the scene now, like, you could probably get somebody to unload that work onto.
Yeah, true.
That'd be fun.
Yeah, and have them, like, curate all the shows, too. And
what kind of people were, like, on the first SPF 420 shows? And also, did any of that shit get archived at all?
The third one is archived.
Oh, word.
The third one is archived. A little bit. And no, actually just DJ PayPal's set, but the third one was awesome. It was DJ PayPal, Contact Lens, why can't I remember? I'm a little stoned. Let me look at the SPF.
It's all good.
Vectroid played as well.
Oh, that's dope.
I was the house DJ. There was Kodak Cameo. There was who else? Now I feel bad. Oh, Magic Fades and someone else.
Damn, those are some like OG names. Kodak Cameo is fucking crazy.
he's a friend of mine. He's a great Shit.
It's all good. Their album Riviera is like definitely, I think it's one of my favorites. I know it's Vito from DMT Tapes' favorite.
Oh, and Blacked Out. Blacked Out also.
Blacked Out. Hell yeah.
Yeah. That was OG. I don't know. Whatever. Yeah. Kodak Cameo is amazing. Riviera is like one of my favorite Vaporwave albums of all time.
I think it's like the sleeper hit on like Fortune 500. Like one of the best albums on there, in my opinion.
Can we talk about Fortune 500 for a second? That is the best. That is the best Vaporwave label of all time, in my opinion.
I think as far as like concise like body of work, like as far as like output, like the amount of like great albums divided by the amount of albums on there, it's like 100% killer, you know.
Heard Tres Monitores Leyendas?
Maybe. I've been going through their discography actually very recently, but I've just been looking at the covers.
You have to listen to Leyendas by Tres Monitores.
Let me look up the cover.
It's the one with Texas on the cover.
I haven't gotten to that one yet. I've been starting at the beginning, at the bottom. But like all those old like the first Auto album on there is like fucking amazing.
And I made the album Japanese by Japanese.
Oh, word? Damn, I didn't know that. That's crazy.
That was my Fortune 500 release. Hell yeah. I was just making fun of everybody doing like Japanese.
That's funny as fuck. So do those like characters just stand for the word Japanese?
I think it means Japanese person.
It does mean Japanese person. And it is funny that that's like a meme title, because that's like, I don't know, it's like the most basic possible Japanese like kanji word, you know?
If you click on the album, I mean, I didn't use like a kanji. It's like spicy tuna spelled out. Like I didn't want it to be racist. I know Japanese people that laughed at this. Like,
yeah. Because, well, it's like basic, like entry tier.
Exactly.
Like Japanese type shit.
Because all, I mean, like white people using, I don't know.
There is a weird, and it's something that I've refrained from discussing on this show, is that like there is an
element. I've only ever seen like a few people bring it up like on Twitter, but
it's so lame. I mean, like, come on. And then there's a great Young Bay tweet where he says, Japanese characters are out, fam. Arabic is the new trend, or whatever. You know, like, fuck, you know, like Young Bay with the heaters. You know?
I totally support that. There's got to be a less, like, racist language that we can use to.
Less racist language. Shit, you know?
English,
maybe.
I support using lots of different languages, like. HKE has like a Hindi album, or like obviously that Chinese shit's funny, album, but you know.
And I think he's going for a similar thing.
I would be okay with more Japanese titles, more Chinese titles, if it wasn't like totally obvious that they just typed like a sentence
into Google Translate.
I actually think that's funnier. I kind of like that.
Funny,
not by anyone who isn't OG, you know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
If you're just coming into Vaporwave and then like being like, oh yeah, I'm like gonna like type in like telephone and into Google Translate and call my, or I'm gonna like midnight computer or whatever, you know?
Yeah, for sure. It's got to be part of the concept. It's got to be
like I did a new track called Pirates by Johnny Depu.
Nice.
Like I typed Depp into Google Translate to Japanese.
Yes, yeah, that is absolutely acceptable.
Like, okay.
Yeah.
I like when it's like nonsensical. Like the last one I did, I used Chinese, but I just took what was it? I took like the manifesto from the Heaven's Gate cult and translated that into Chinese. But then I didn't. Like I just took random sections of it. So I don't even know, like, if you tried to read it, it wouldn't make any sense. It's just like a bunch of different random words. Maybe with alien and mother.
Gibberish is great, you know, gibberish is a total vibe. I think a gibberish, like, the origin of the Sugar Seas project was actually like gibberish rap. And there was a couple albums on, and I took them off of my new Bulk Candy website. And I'll re-release them soon, but the original two Sugar Sea albums were like all produced by, like, you know, there's an Enmesh produced track on here. There's a, it's funny, but it was all just like, for real, like scat rap.
So you were like Kanye Westing. You were channeling your Kanye West.
Totally.
In that one track.
And that was like the origin, you know, of the Sugar Sea project. But
So forgive my plebeianness, but like, how much other shit do you have? So I know that you have, Sky Tower 32, of course.
Yeah.
Well, there's the Metallic Ghosts project. Like, there's Metallic a few Ghosts. Albums under that.
I looked at Metallic Ghosts. I regret to say I didn't really listen all the way through to
Metallica. No, you don't need to. There's too much. It all sucks, too. It's like really bad. The City of Ableton is pretty good. And the City of Ableton I made, like, because I play a lot of, like, I still kind of do, but City Simulator games, like, SimCity 4 is amazing. And then I kind of think of Ableton as, like, a game, you know what I mean? I just kind of, and although I used only Ableton presets on that album.
Nice.
Hell yeah.
I wanted to bring up something about my journey.
Yeah, go for it.
Sure.
HKE doesn't know what he's talking about in that bio.
Really? Totally misinterpret what it?
No, like, I let him say whatever the fuck he wanted. You know what I mean? And like, I was okay with like bad lore going out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I made that album.
You were fine with just having it.
Yeah, lies go out. I want to confuse people, but I'll give you the real secret of the process of that album. I typed in my first song on YouTube and sorted by most recent.
Damn.
That's dope.
So I just
attributed a name to that was totally not there, is what you're trying to say.
Yeah, he was he like made up all this lore. And I loved it. I was like, yeah, just put that.
Dude, I don't give a shit if that wasn't what your original point was, because that's still like...
It definitely was. Yeah, it was a sampling exercise, to be honest, that I started. And then I was like, this is actually like funny. And then I put it all together and it was really funny. Like,
damn, that shit hit me so fucking hard, because I thought I was listening to a very thoughtfully arranged eulogy for fucking like people's... like the sadness
dreams.
And like,
well, it definitely it turned into that, you know, it turned into that in my mind. Yeah. like it turned into like, okay, well, this is like sad, and also like, because it's actually even crazier than you know, like what David said is like it's people just now starting and making music, you know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
Like, and another fun Easter egg. Okay. Guess who? The beginning of my journey. Guess who that is?
What was it?
Hi, everyone.
That's George Clanton. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
from his
cameo.
Oh, from his cameo? Damn, that's hilarious.
Wow.
Fuck.
Damn.
Yeah, okay. He has a cameo. It's cost $60.
Did you pay $60 to get
no,
that clip?
No, it's his intro.
Oh, word.
I just recorded it. And then happy birthday, Julian, is also him.
Oh, that's great. Are you worried at all about him copyright striking you?
I would love it. I would love it.
He's going to take you for everything you have.
That'd be a great thing to stream on like the next URL festival is the trial between the DJ trial. Sugar C and George
that would
Clanton.
Be sick.
Oh my god.
I want young Bay to sue me too.
Yeah.
Oh word. I'm Dude. So
Producing
I'm like
his image.
Oh yeah. I'm actually okay, kind of bummed because Young Bay played in Portland like last weekend and I didn't know about it. Yeah, I didn't go. I fucked up.
Didn't bring eggs?
No. I mean, I didn't really want to see, I would like to see Young Bae, but I was more interested in seeing Macross. But,
yeah, I mean, no hate to anyone else on that tour.
Yeah, yeah. But, yeah, it was him and Macross and somebody else. And then, Ikemen, our friend that we took to, the Blank Banshee show ended up going. And then I saw their Instagram stories and I was like, I told them about Vaporwave and now they're at the show and I'm not. It was Bueno.
FOMO.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, we converted Bueno?
What's FOMO in Japanese? That would be a good
band. FOMO in Japanese?
I'm just kidding.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Ikemen Sensei knows a little bit of Japanese, so he can help you out on your next project if you need some Japanese track titles.
I've been thinking about opening my own side business, giving people grammatically accurate title names.
That's awesome.
Like fucking unfucking their.
You should also just go around taking pictures and then at night and then sell them.
Oh yeah, I can't fucking throw a brick without hitting an extremely aesthetic scene.
Like if it rains, just go out and take some shots.
You know? No, I'm actually in my apartment right now is in the unseen Japan. It's a little bit, it's kind of a shitty neighborhood. Okay. And so I see
Is it it's not dangerous?
No. Well, it's dangerous in that people might be rude.
Are there ninjas all around at night?
I don't know, man. I hear people grunting and knocking shit around in my in the apartment next to me, and those might be fucking nunchucks or something.
I actually saw a guy on the bus twirling nunchucks the other day. I was like, "What the fuck are you doing, dude?"
I think they're probably more popular in the States than in Japan now.
Yeah, definitely.
Definitely fallen off in popularity.
He definitely wasn't Japanese. honestly, I have all when I lived in LA, a lot of my friends were Japanese. I loved Japanese food,
dude, top, Japanese shit, you know, that's stuff, man.
Japanese shit is all good, you know what I mean?
The cool thing about Japan, I don't know, it's a weird straitjacket society. It's miserable to be a Japanese person. I wouldn't really wish that existence on anybody.
They have a very high suicide rate. I'm aware
of that. There's reasons for that. It's just everything is exteriorized. The inner life of a Japanese person sucks, but all of their food and all of the buildings are super aesthetic and cool. So everything is lit. It just kind of sucks to be a Japanese person.
This is so bad.
I don't think that any reasonable Japanese person would disagree with me on that.
Yeah.
I think that that's a very common sentiment.
And it's look at this aesthetic.
They sacrifice everything for the aesthetic, man.
Yeah, oh my God.
But I'm sorry, I wanted to ask you, is there any, what other obscure, shit have you put out under aliases that we may not know about?
Ooh, and people were asking, I have a little Discord and someone in my, one of my friends asked me, or said, this was one of my favorite of your albums, came up with a title and I was like, I don't know what that is.
Nice.
I made so much stupid shit where they sent me something that I made that I really don't know what it is.
You were blackout. You were probably on ketamine when you made it. It's no big deal.
I've only done ketamine twice in my life. have you ever heard of my I'm Thirsty project?
No,
I'm not aware of this.
Well, it's like my party boy project, you know what I mean? All party rap.
Damn.
Oh, that's dope.
Yeah.
In comparison to everything else that you do, which strikes me as being.
Oh, yeah, for sure. But this is truly if you go back, it's it's basically hyper pop. But
gotcha.
If you go back in the day, 7 years ago is when it started. You know what I mean?
Okay. So you were a hyper pop before hyper pop existed.
Where would one find this?
SoundCloud.com/ I wish we had a chat in here and I could just send it.
We do.
Here, I'll just send it right here.
Oh, hell yeah, dude.
That's what's up.
All right. We'll give it a shot.
I you know, that's just a different product. It's you know, I feel like there's I'm Thirsty fans, and then there's like, you know, the Vaporwave fans or whatever. You know, there's like Hyperpop. I have Hyperpop fans and Vaporwave fans, and they kind of, gotcha, some of them go hand in hand.
How do you feel about the state of Hyperpop now, if you ever had any interest, oof, in it? Because I feel like, oof, if there's anything that has fallen off like worse, oof, than Vaporwave, it is, oof, Hyperpop.
And faster. Like,
yeah,
it,
man,
got so big so quick, and then just like fucking dropped.
Yeah.
I think it kind of
it officially, yeah, ended when the Parkland shooter, they found out that he had released a Hyperpop track. And that's, that, really, I think, kind of was the final nail in the coffin of that. But I don't know. I am, like, so, probably one of the worst things that I've put out here in the digital world is that I was, like, a stan of Hyperpop when it first started being a thing. And I am on record in many episodes of SlimeWire saying that that shit was good.
Hyperpop is the next big thing.
Dude, well, you know, I am,
some,
like,
of it is really good.
Yeah, yeah, it started out great. Yeah,
like PC Music, some of it is good. I always like had a problem with them because they didn't want to work with us at SBF like right in the beginning, and they were, you know.
Did you put out like feelers? Did you ask them?
Yeah, and AG just didn't. I think I was a little too annoying to AG Cook.
For sure. Yeah.
Like he was like he wanted like a certain aesthetic. He had like a whole vision and he didn't want to fuck with us. That's fine. It better off, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean,
we had Kane West on, which like Kane was down like, or yeah, who's now Gus is now the like in Kira Kira Benito.
Oh damn.
I do like I don't love the we SPF had a lot of like proto hyperpop, you know what I mean? Like,
uh-huh,
a lot of like the cutesy stuff, and I liked it, but it Hyperpop took it up to like on a Sugar Rush, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like Hyperpop, yeah. Hyperpop's like really like, you know, and
yeah, it
and
had then, a gimmick, and you can't sustain that gimmick for too long, you know.
I did do a Hyperpop mix for this year that it kind of flew under the radar on Pedicure Records. It's called, because so I saw all these Hyperpop video, like all these Hyperpop mixes that were like songs that scratch the itch on my brain or whatever, songs that scratch my brain.
Yeah, yeah.
Volume 2. So I did songs that scratch my balls.
Oh, nice.
I linked that for you. And the video is just a furry parade.
So you know,
a 20-minute long furry parade.
I was under the impression that you did Sky Tower 23 too, and I'm sorry, I'm a
yeah,
total.
Yeah, I did.
No, I am. Yeah, but then I was under the impression that you like had a long hiatus and are coming back with the DJ Sugar C project. But it seems like you've been basically just going.
I when I was bartending, like I was making less music, but I did a whole Chaz Allen project, like just under my name. It's even on Spotify, like some of it. It's just like almost more like, you know, front man-y, slightly serious, slightly funny, like.
Yeah, for sure. You know,
Italo disco with vocals, or the first album I did as that in that project was Strawberry Milk, which is like, it was like all 60s, like erotica samples, like.
Oh, hell
like,
yeah.
You know, like Menomina, like Piero Umiliani, yeah, type shit, you know.
Okay, raunchy, like after 8 p.m. TV show music.
All Barber Beats. Season. Yeah, but if you hear it, not Barber Beats, definitely not Barber Beats.
Yeah.
I've heard some bar, and it wasn't slowed down. It was like just looped, and then I sang on top of it. I actually love that album. It's a little more serious than anything else I've made, but I like it. You know, I don't know.
Weird. Yeah, I'll check it out.
I feel like the entertainer is. I mean, obviously, it's.
Yeah,
totally,
I think there's like there,
off the wall.
Like, I mean, obviously, there's a lot of jokes in it, but I feel like there is some sincerity in that album.
Where
on the last track? the last track when it goes into like pure vaporwave.
Yes, absolutely.
If you don't like me, you can lick my nuts.
I forgot that that was the lyric, but I mean the last like
the sun shines of out track, of my butt. The sun shines out of my butt. Okay,
it was wild,
dude. I don't know.
No, but I mean the sonic like palette of that last track when it turns into like pure vaporwave, and like to me, because like I'm not super familiar with all your other music, but like from hearing you like make fun of vaporwave so hard, and then like have that track be like almost like very
the end. Oh, you're talking about like the full like he's a golden boy. Yeah you're talking about that. Yeah for sure. I definitely wanted that to be the end, like just straight up vaporwave.
Yes, it also definitely read to me like an admission of a like sincere fondness for the genre, you know?
I definitely love vaporwave.
Yeah, and at the end you're like admitting, you know, hey, at the end of the day, we like to have fun.
I can't believe that album is out on Dream Catalog. You know what I mean? Like the most like, oh yeah, we, you know, like we're so cool. You know, I like, not really, but you know, David's a friend of mine, you know?
There's like, I kind of, when I was listening to this, I was kind of comparing it to like, I don't know, like Parliament Funkadelic had its, like George Clinton had its Bootsy Collins, right?
Wow.
That's kind of your relationship to AKE. You're the lighthearted side, and I think it needs that, you know.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, well, he's on some flat, always on some flap shit, you know.
He's like, I think at this point he's in a phase. He's like two different people, and one of them is flap, and one of them is HKE, and
Know where
he's gonna come up.
He
dropped a new like flap EP that he didn't promote at all.
When? Right now? Oh my god!
Like a couple days ago, I just saw it on my Spotify.
he has such a backlog of music that he has to release, and he's just like, "Fuck it, here's this."
Yeah, he's crazy. We very much like love his artistry and like Dream Catalog as a whole.
I love him as a person too, even though you know he can say some things that I disagree with. That's how it goes. You know what I mean? There are people that say things I agree with that I don't like as people. You know what I mean?
Yeah. For sure. So, for me, when I read his whatever online personality, I just like, A, you shouldn't really give a shit about that. And B, it's all 100% justified to me because the guy makes good music, you know?
And also, a lot of it is cloaked in irony and like, you know, he's obviously like having a good time with it, you know?
I don't want to talk too much about him because, you know, he doesn't need his ego bigger. On the off chance that he listens to this. No, I'm just kidding. No, like I love the dude. I really do. I would, if I met him in real life, I would give him a big old kiss on the lips. He's a great man. But you know, like I honestly the fact that he gives so much like creative license to, you know, his people, like I and honestly shout outs to Christ like for releasing fucking Vapor money. I mean, I mean, like the dude is a homie. I mean, it's not about money. To be frank, there's no money in that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No.
But it's funny to see, to like expose all the new vaporwave listeners to something so ridiculous. You know,
yeah,
yeah, and something so that has like so much like lore in it. You know,
like so. I'm looking at the track list right now of Vapor Money. There's so much bullshit on this album.
It's very long. I love that about very it. It's like long. So maximalist. Yeah,
I like that you really take shots at like I don't know, Animal Collective. Like, was that really necessary?
That was funny.
Are they still around? You know.
I couldn't cut that song because it was a joke that we made and Liz recorded that thing like for me, and I just couldn't cut the song. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you gotta leave it in. You got the
I think how I justify that being on the album is like music nerds. You know what I mean? It's about music nerds, and it's about I actually have no reason why that song's on the album. Another thing, like Wonton Soup Little Bee cover, that doesn't need to be on the album.
It's dope. I mean, it's like, you know, it's about like, yeah, like the internet micro genre scene, you know, as a whole.
Yeah.
As opposed to just vaporwave.
Well, I mean, I think also this, what you were saying about music nerds, it's a takedown of music nerds and like the combination of like hipsterdom and the internet allowing you to access hyper fucking obscure shit has led into this like ego, like the amount of ego that people have about it is now so fucking huge. It's good to take them down a peg a little bit, you know?
Yeah. Or at least just make light. Like as a comedian, as an entertainer.
Yes.
I personally think it's my duty to make fun of anything I can, I guess. Or yes, it's like
you're the gadfly of vaporwave. You're the Socrates. Sure. People's preconceived notion.
I love being compared to Socrates.
No, yeah, I would say that's a totally fair comparison.
Socrates nuts.
Hey,
that's a good.
Yeah, put it on the next album, man.
Socrates nuts. Yeah.
Socrates nuts.
Goddamn.
Hey,
Fuck the Knee Puppies, Tano. Anyone? No one said a word about that track.
Yeah, I was just confused about what that was even supposed to be.
Did you use some sort of like Fantano voice? Yeah.
No, I called him. I had him record that for me.
Really?
No, you're kidding.
No way.
No. No, I no. It's like a text to Fantano.
That's hilarious. I mean, that's not completely out of the realm of possibility because Mesh did have Fantano record something for his album.
Exactly. And that's like, you know, everyone loves to like meme on Fantano. And I thought, what would Fantano get absolutely like upset about hearing? that he like loves licking dogs' assholes and fucking dogs.
That's very funny.
Yeah, I don't like Anthony. I really don't.
I don't really agree with most of his like music takes, but I think he's kind of like funny as a guy.
No, I have no respect.
Damn.
No. I've never taken like a sincere recommendation from him. And yeah, like the only reviews I'll ever watch are like artists I'm the exact that I already opposite. Like. Really?
I'm the exact. Well, not really. I won't watch his reviews ever at all. But I've taken music recommendations from him. But he is not funny. He is like abysmal.
He's not funny anymore. I think he had. I don't know. I think he had some bangers on his old YouTube channel.
You know what? You're right. He had a couple of videos where I was like, okay, that's funny.
I think he was going through like,
I used to watch him. Huh.
Yeah, he got a lot worse once he started getting into like the TikTok crowd.
Yeah.
I watch a lot of YouTube though. I really do. It's my fucking guilty pleasure. I don't watch him anymore though. It's so cringe. I can't do it.
Yeah,
what kind of YouTube stuff are you watching? Like YouTube poops, YouTube video essays, YouTube mixes.
A lot of like, I don't know. A lot of like, I like documentary YouTube, like where they'll like explain about an event that or you know, I don't know. I also am obsessed with roller coasters, so it's kind of like
dope.
So I'm a 7 year old, basically.
That's cute.
I'm like, I can't wait till I'm tall enough to ride that one. You know, like
when me and EK Man Sensei used to live together, we used to just like listen to vaporwave and put on like driving videos. And eventually,
that's cool.
Eventually, I got tired of them. I started looking for like roller coaster, like POV videos.
Yeah. I mean,
I don't remember this at all. I was drunk most of that time.
I mean, I was too, but
there's some very cool roller coasters in Japan.
Okay, top 10 favorite roller coasters, go.
Oh, it's hard, but what, real quick before I say that, have you ever been to Fuji Q Highland in Japan? I really want to go there. They have Dododanpa and Edge of Nika. You gotta go.
Oh, shit. No, I have not been, but I have been to the much worse and like dilapidated rundown theme park in Tokushima. which I fucking forget what it's Tokushima. Called. Like, you don't know what it is. You don't know what Tokushima is, like the like Alabama of Japan.
I understand, but
yeah, but it's like, yeah,
yeah, Tokushima family land. So I don't
yes,
know.
Yes, Tokushima family land. Yes.
I wouldn't know this park for sure. They don't have anything stand out, but there are a few Japanese parks that I really want to go to. Like there's one with like there's things called jet coasters, which are like distinctly Japanese, but there's one that goes over water and it's like actually extreme. You know what I mean?
Yeah, dude.
And I'm very nerdy. I'm like stupid nerdy about roller coasters. It's actually like so lame.
I love this. No, I'm like,
well, I totally embarrassed myself in front of a girl on a roller coaster, and that was the last time I rode one. I didn't say anything. I was just like clearly like freaked out. I didn't like cry or scream or anything. I was just like, this is fucked up. Like, why are we doing this? I don't know.
Oh my god.
And then I never got a second date.
That was definitely a big no no.
Yeah, I fucked up. And it was bullshit too, because I spent like, I was hella broke at the time, and I spent like $30 on two tickets to this fucking fair.
You got to be like, when you're on a roller coaster with a girl, you got to be like, oh, this isn't anything. Look at this little baby kitty ride, you know? Like,
yeah, you gotta be you're good, hard.
And then like put your arm around her, and then, you know, and then like take a selfie on the ride, even though you're not supposed to have your phone out.
Yeah, you got to you got to not use the safety belt and like rig it so that it stays up while you're going and then just hold on.
Oh yeah. No, they say no standing. Fuck that shit. I'm standing.
Yeah. Fuck you pussies. Yeah. Well, hey, you know what? I'm going to go to a couple jet coasters in your honor.
Yeah.
And see what they feel about it.
What else should we talk about though? That's maybe a little more interesting for our viewers.
That was very interesting. To me.
It's very interesting to me too. But I'm ADHD, and I'm we gotta cram as much shit in the last 1 minute that we can. I'm just
got 5 minutes left. T minus five minutes, I'm counting. So I think that one thing I wanted to ask you is like, so you have been, as I said, the gadfly of vaporwave, getting in people's faces, buzzing your little wings in people's ears,
right?
And so like so Sky Tower 2032. Was kind of a like a satirization of the vaporwave scene at the time, right? The narrator, the narrator is like fucking like, I don't want to listen to like slowed down elevator lobby music anymore. I just want to listen to Saint Pepsi. I just want to party and have fun.
Listening genuine to Saint
Pepsi. Yeah. So I'd say fast forward to the modern scene. And you got your wish. I feel like
it definitely is, but you know, now it's not. It's not Saint Pepsi. It's
not Saint Pepsi, it's, but it's Synths
and Breakbeats.
Yeah,
it's what Lone was doing in 2010.
Exactly. My God.
It's
this
music, this is otherworldly. It's like sample free vaporwave.
Yeah.
That's what we've been saying on this pod for like a while.
It's like not vaporwave.
It ain't
straight up not vaporwave.
Yes.
I'm like cool with sample free vaporwave as long as it's like really interesting and like crazy, and like experimental. But if it's just like really like if it's like stuff that I could have heard in 2010. I'm like,
but what does that mean? You're just making like IDM or something then. You know, you're just making like
it's got to be weirder in like a different way, in like a vaporwave way, you know. Like, I guess a good example to me would be like Golden Living Room, or like
I guess so.
Like Vape Error and Telepaths stuff, the Televape stuff.
I've never really listened to Vape Error, but Telepath, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I mean it's a small list, but Ikemen Sensei, go ahead with your question.
I do agree with everything that was just said there. But yeah, so I want to ask you, is there some ideal, like, paradisical form of a vaporwave scene that could satisfy you? Are you just a dog chasing cars and you wouldn't know what to do with one if you got it? Or is there anything, will you ever be satisfied? with the scene.
I mean, I just don't think, I don't know. If I play Electronic on 4,
then you'll be good.
That's a great answer.
Yeah. Yeah. Then we can back up. Like, we're finished. Vaporwave has done what it should do.
Maybe if 100% Electronica starts putting out some real music. I'm just kidding.
Hell yeah, babe. Take that.
Yeah, there's the heat at the end.
Hell yeah. Well, they got to listen to the end to get to the heat, you know?
We need a little stinger.
No, but for real, I don't know. If I bring back SPF, it's gonna be there's still a lot of people that fuck with me. You know what I mean? Like,
for sure.
I think newest stuff has been really well received as far as I've seen.
For sure. And I just wanna I work so much. Like, I work as a bartender. You know what I mean? I'm not at home. You know, I don't work from home. You know what I mean? I think a lot of people like. You know, I don't have the energy to, I don't DJ. I'm never going to play live. Like, I used to, but I can't like go on tour. You know what I mean? I have to bartend.
You need
to
make money. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a touring is like putting money in a hole. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
Unless you're making that Clanton bucks, you know what I mean? The vapor money, unless you get that vapor money.
Yeah.
Like
making those real vapor cuts.
I have never had the energy for it. And like, I guess SPF, that's when I had the energy, when I was in high school and I could just fucking like, you know, not do my homework and just come home and stay up till 3 a.m. and like, be like, oh yeah, you want to do a show, you know, St. Pepsi, right. Or whatever, you know what I mean? Or like, you know, or some person that I don't even know talk to anymore. I don't know. I'm sorry. I'm running out of energy.
No.
It's all good, man.
Yeah. I'm running out. No, I mean like in my life too.
Oh,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And tonight, but yeah.
Well, yeah. I'm running out of vapor riot. It's hard being a vapor riot.
It really is hard.
Tough life.
But I think the best thing about Vaporwave is it really is a cockroach that won't die.
Very true. That's a great way. Great way to put it.
Yeah.
I bet there'll still be Vaporwave in like 20 years. People will be making like nostalgic Vaporwave, you know what I mean? Oh, it's the 20th anniversary of New Wave Hallucinations or something like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, everybody heard Hallucinations? Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Like, one thing like, that's cool about Late Night Delight as well is that
40th anniversary edition. Sorry, what?
Thing about it is that as it keeps going, there's always people that say it's dead, and there's always people that say it's as good as it's ever been. Like, it's the best possible time for it. Which is very cool.
Yeah, that means it's a real living, breathing thing.
Definitely. Yeah, there's still live.
Oh yeah, sorry.
As long as there's still a live conversation around it, as long as people are yelling at each other about it, that's how you know it's still real shit.
I mean, if the sameness was actually getting monotonous, maybe I had a part in helping bring a little bit of like
a little bit of variety
back. I don't know, if that's the best thing I did this year is maybe like. Let people laugh a little more, you know what I mean? I guess.
Let the people laugh. Well, you definitely made me laugh.
Thank you. That's good.
Yeah,
definitely.
I've had fun.
Well, all right.
Thank you. I guess.
Is there anything else?
I just want to ask just two last things is like, is there anybody you want to shout out? And like, is there anything we have to look forward to coming up?
Okay. Well, I mean, the shout-out list is completely endless, but let me open up my Discord and I'll shout out the entire Discord. I'm just kidding.
Hell yeah.
We just started a SlimeWire Discord, so anybody that wants to get in there, check my pinned tweet.
I'm happy to join there, too. I want to shout out the entire Team Chaos on I Don't Give a Fuck Island Discord. real big shout out to Liz, Ryan, Matt, Jeff, Lydia, Stefano, Leon, Marcel, Isaac from Hot Takes.
Oh, word.
Yeah, he's hero. Yeah, he likes to talk a lot of shit in the Discord and disagree with me a lot. Is there anyone else? I'm Fumfar and Brody and yeah, and Nicole.
And word.
Jim. Seems like you got a lot of friends.
And no, there's nothing to look forward to. Awesome. All right, bye.
Yeah, all right. Sayonara, DJ Sugarsteen.
Okay, thanks. Sayonara, arigato gozaimasu.
Yeah, right. Sayonara. Golden boy.
Sugar C. The sun shines out of my butt. If you don't like me, you can lick my nuts. I can't do no wrong. So if you don't like me, you can lick my dong. I'm incredibly popular. If you don't like me, you can just give me topular. And do it quick before the song is over.
I can only come when I'm listening to my own music.
Sun shines out of my butt. If you don't like me, you can lick my nuts. I can't do no wrong. So if you don't like me, you can lick my dong. I'm incredibly popular. If you don't like me, you can just keep me topular. And don't stop till you learn all the lyrics to every one of my songs.